Chapter 29. This Same Jesus.
The Savior's work on earth was finished. The time had now come for him to return to his heavenly home. He had overcome sin. Once again, he would take his place by the side of his Father upon his throne of light and glory. Jesus chose the Mount of Olives as the place of his ascension. Accompanied by the 11 disciples, he made his way to the mountain. But the disciples did not know that it would be their last time with their Master. As they walked up the steep slope, the Savior gave them his parting instruction. Just before leaving them, he made that precious promise so dear to every one of his followers, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Matthew 28:20. They crossed the summit to the vicinity of Bethany. Here they paused. The disciples gathered about their Lord. Beams of light seemed to radiate from him as he looked with love upon them. Words of the deepest tenderness were the last that fell upon their ears from the lips of the Savior. With hands outstretched in blessing, he slowly ascended into the sky. As he rose upward, the awestruck disciples looked with straining eyes for the last glimpse of their Lord. A cloud of glory soon hid him from their sight. At the same time, there floated down to them the sweetest and most joyous music from the angel choir. While the disciples were still gazing upward, voices that sounded like music now spoke to them. They turned and saw two angels in the shape of men. The angel said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven." Acts 1:11. The angels belonged to the group that had come to escort the Savior to his heavenly home. In sympathy and love for those left below, they had stayed to assure them that this separation would not last forever. Jesus had promised to come again. He had told the disciples, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." John 14:1-3. The angels declared to the disciples that Christ would so come in like manner as they had seen him go into heaven. He ascended bodily, and they saw him as he left them and disappeared into the cloud. Soon he will return on a great white cloud, and every eye will see him. Revelation 1:7. Enoch testified, "Behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment on all." Jude 14. Isaiah prophesied that the righteous will declare at his coming, "Behold, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us." Isaiah 25:9. The Apostle Paul, describing the same scene, said, "The Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord." 1 Thessalonians 4:16-17. Thus will our Savior come back to the earth to take for himself forever those who have been loyal to him.